Do you think bands that do cover songs, do you think they should make them better? Or do you think they should make it their own? I should clarify that. Would it be better for a band to make a cover song their own, or try to do it to as much of the original as possible? What do you think?
Well, if we're talking about, you know, some random band, I think it goes back to what makes me love the way that Merchant Royal does the covers that they do,
mm-hmm.
is that they figure out what works for them as a band, and they do that. So they love that song, you know, this is our hypothetical band. So the hypothetical band goes, okay, we all love this song, and people love this song, and, you know, in this market, people want to hear it.
Right.
And we want to do this. Okay. The thing is that we can't pull off this guitar part, or, you know, or this drum thing over here is just not us in any way. Okay. How do we rearrange this so that it fits us?
Sure.
And so in that regard, it becomes an all of the above answer, because for some bands, they might say, well, man, you know, what if we did this song, but we're really like this, the big guitar solo band. So what if we throw in, you know, these shots of other, you know, cool guitar solos here?
Right.
So what happens is they've made it their own. They've played to their strengths,
right.
And it might even be more fun than the original. For instance, I really like the song by Rush. No, it's Finding My Way.
Oh, right.
I think, you know, one of their early tunes. There's a version of it that was done by the Michael Schenker Group and Sebastian Bach, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
And it's a little more hair metaled up. Not, you know, it's not totally unrecognizable, but it's just got a little bit more of that gain, a little more saturation in the guitars, and just a little bit more grit and craziness in the vocals.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so much fun, because they've done that song in a way that played to what they had right there.
Right.
And in some cases, that's very similar, and in some cases, it's very different.
Yeah.
You know, for instance, it's funny that I'm talking so much about their cover tunes, because I think their originals are great as well. But just since we're on that subject,
mm-hmm.
you know, the version of Voodoo Child by Merchant Royal,
right.
you know, you're not going to hear that iconic guitar riff, because that's not what they're about,
yeah.
or at least not at this point in time.
Right.
But they've made the song work for them. And I also want to throw out there in the same way, and here's another huge piece of rock and roll heresy. I'm really not a fan of the Stones.
What?
But I'll tell you, but I'll tell you something. When guys like Luke Benson get up there and they do their own version, you know, an incredible, again, very soulful, very rich version,
mm-hmm.
Very intense version of You Can't Always Get What You Want.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I don't like the song You Can't Always Get What You Want, but when Luke Benson does it, I love that song.
Yeah.
That tells you something.